The first reading from the book of Ecclesiastes says, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. But that's from the Old Testament. They still do not know Christ yet. There were 300 years before Christ was born. So this idea, Jesus come to teach a new idea about what about life. Because in the past, they was asking, what's the meaning of life? Many things they hoped for, they could not get. That's why the conclusion is, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. But Jesus gave a new life, new light to our life. That's why St. Paul in the second reading to the Colossians says, seek what is above, where Christ is. Then, what's the teaching of Christ? About what? About life. What is life? Life is a sharing. If you live for yourself, it's not true life. When you live to share what you have, your time, your patience, that's life. What's the meaning of suffering? We know that we do not like to suffer. But Jesus himself, for the sake of love, he offered his life completely. Even the last drop of blood he shed for each one of us. And we say, come follow me, follow his footpath. That means towards Calvary. So our joy doesn't mean no problem. Our joy means step by step with the Lord. Each one of us, the will of God is different. Let the sun, all the rays coming down, coming from the sun, different rays. We follow different rays of the sun. Or we say, we different way, will of God for each one of us. It's different, but all go back to the Lord. So you and me is different. But it doesn't mean we're away from the Lord. Whenever you do the will of the Lord, you are in his reign, you are in his grace, you are in God. If I do not live up to my priesthood, I'm not living up to the will of God. As a mother, if you don't live up, but does not live up that calling, you're not living in Christ, in the Lord. So live in God's will is very, very important. But when we can live God's will, surely not tomorrow, but they're coming. Surely not yesterday, already gone. Only the present moment, then we can live in the Lord. At this moment, pay attention, you listen. At this moment, with love, I share. And when you listen, when I speak, this can be mutual acceptance and giving. And this is act of mutual love. When there is mutual love, there is the presence of the Lord. He promised, with two or three are united in my name, that means in love, I am in your midst. St. Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. So simple. To follow Jesus, very simple way. So many times someone asked me, what do you think about the Pokemon? So they always use the ABC to catch the little things. I'm indifferent. But if the game keep you away from prayer, from people, that will be negative. Jesus called us to be with the people, and you are only with the machine the whole day. This is negative. Many people say, oh, this is satanic or anything. I don't buy this idea yet. But most important, if the game itself keep you away from the Lord, deprive you from prayer, from meeting people, from listening to the people who's in need, then you do not live up to the will of God. This is the unbelief, evilness. God is calling us, each person moment, to love, not with the little machine, with the people stand next to you, with what you're doing. You're cooking, you don't have to watch, and then you cook. This is distraction. This is not the will of God. You don't have love. When you have love, should be one mind, one heart. So that ask Jesus to give us the grace to keep away all things that distract us from living well, from loving well each present moment.